Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. for another episode. Yes, another episode. Yes, indeed, of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, welcoming you again to the show. Thankful indeed to the Most High for every ear. Yes, for every ear that He brings near. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that for His cause I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He told me in advance that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I said that which He has asked of me, said I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. Yes, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, revert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said, if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High told me very early on. I said He told me very early on in awakening. Some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. Many of my brothers and sisters, that there must have been on the part of many. But there'll be so many different, diverse denominations and contentious differences among us. My brothers and sisters, there must have been a method. Or let's just say a method or a scheme in men's madness. What I mean by that is this. He says some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. Why would anyone seek to hide the greatest truths should be a question. We all then. I said it should be a question that we all then should ask. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I find it amazing that we live in a society today that has not discerned that since Yah is one, and the Savior is not divided. In fact, the very meaning of the Savior's name, sure, means that He would deliver His people from their sins. I did not say maintain, support, uphold a multitude of divisive, partial, imperfect, and polluted doctrines. But if He delivers men from their sins, let us understand that sin is the same word for damnation, same word for curse, same word for separation. Same concept, my brothers and sisters, whatever it is, that will not seek to be true to the Most High in all things. Therefore, we must understand that the very nature of men seeking to uphold a multitude of diverse ideologies, diverse doctrines, diverse concepts of what men want to call faith. My brothers and sisters, I'd even go as far as to say the amalgam of diverse ideas that men want to call Christianity today. With all its differences, so many of the rulers, so many of your pastors set up after generic design Doctor of Divine Science degrees, Doctor of Divinity degrees, where they could take them as generic pieces of paper to some any denomination. Definitely not concerned with an absolute then, my brothers and sisters. Definitely not concerned with an absolute at all. Definitely not concerned for the sanctity of the Holy Name. To say the Most High will sanction any of these multitude of contentions is an absolute curse. It's an absolute blasphemy against the Holy Name, my brothers and sisters. For Yah has said that He is one. Most High told me. Yes, He told me. If I could look at all these diverse ideologies we see in the world today, all these diverse contentions and contradictions we see in the world today, and believe that they are a work of His Spirit, in other words, believe that diversitude is His work, He told me I could not be a disciple unto him. In so many contexts, why did the Most High call one to be a disciple but to learn how to serve him? It's impossible for a multitude of diverse ideas, my brothers and sisters, contentious, that men will sit back and say that deservedly these differences have any worth in their multitude of differences. Ultimately, under the cause of salvation, our brothers and sisters, is the sanction of devil and not the Most High. Why do I say that? Simply stated, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear what I told you the Most High told me earlier? He said, every lie a man believes is an obstacle against the Son of the greater truth. Anytime men believe in fleshly, look at the vibrations that FLS keeps coming back. Fleshly, false. How about fallen, foolish, deceptive? By nature, what is foolish is also deceptive. Doctrine, which compel men not to seek the greater truth. It's a lie, my brothers and sisters, against men discerning what indeed are the Most High and all things pure and complete. I think about such scriptures like those in Hebrews 10:26. If a man sin willfully, how about fall back? After having an opportunity to discern the greater truth, to discern, give an opportunity to discern the greater will of Yah. Scripture says that if he turns back, he has no more sacrifice to be offered for his sins. How can a man in conscience, being raised in conscience, turn back after something's foolish? Amazing. Scripture says if a man sin willfully, how about turn back after receiving the greater knowledge of the truth? Scripture says there's no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin. Well, hold on. Messiah gave his life that men might receive the knowledge of the truth. That man hearing the knowledge of the truth might have an opportunity to be raised in conscience again into the will of one. Scripture says if man refuses that knowledge, he is blasphemed, insulted, cursed, set up curses against the spirit of grace, against the knowledge of Yah. Left men, my brothers and sisters, to trust in a diversitude of doctrine that is not the gospel, that is not the word from on high. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us, for instance, in the book of Isaiah, the Messiah is going to tell folks to bind all the testimony, seal all the law, see how all things the Most High has declared work together. I'm talking about Isaiah 8:16-20. And it says that if any man will not reckon according to that word that is considered all things the Most High has said, he says there's no light in them. Wow. Let us understand something I've been talking about for the last few nights. That word for light in 8:20, Isaiah, we find again light. Again, the scripture says those who walk in darkness have seen a great light. How about my brothers and sisters? Men have seen, or one day will one day see, an exceeding light, so bright, such a high vibration, true to the will of the Most High, that exceeding light will prove all else that men had considered and thought to be wisdom, thought to be light. After such a lesser vibration, it would be all counted as darkness. Scripture says Messiah comes in Isaiah 44, going into 45. Says he comes to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise. Comes to prove foolish the wisdom that men thought was wise. Isaiah 29 says when that wisdom of truly appears, it be for many as of a as if it were for a hungry man that dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking, thought he was getting really good doctrine. But when he wakes, he finds he's hungry and famished. Far from the vision contained in the scriptures. In fact, the scripture says many have read the book, but it's sealed to them, the understanding that is in it. To know what it says, not know why it says, missed the point, missed the ear, fall short of the instruction. Scripture says many are reading, but do they receive the initial vision? And if not, my brothers and sisters, what men have declared and decided to call and tell men they believe was the gospel, it's only a curse. A multitude of them. And I can only say that there is a tremendous, very powerful foundation containing the word of Yah. Very powerful foundation, blessed word, that is contained in the law and the prophets. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that word for light that is there, I will tell you that word is actually a word that means morning star. I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. There are many systems of this world, devilish institutions of this world, that claim to have and declare that exceeding light, that cast out all the darkness, that exposes all else as darkness. They claim to have that light, my brothers and sisters, the world would otherwise obscure. But I'm going to tell you something. Messiah said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Many of my brothers and sisters, that unlike those who function after a lesser vibration, unlike those, my brothers and sisters, who function in the darkness, still blinded by the darkness. Scripture says in Isaiah, the one who is the root, offspring, if you will, or the stem of Jesse, Jesse David's father. Scripture says he will expose all wickedness by the Spirit of the Most High. How about the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it? How about the Spirit, my brothers and sisters? It brings all things to remembrance, even all of that which a whole world has in so many ways chosen to forget. What was Messiah saying when he said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star? He said, in effect, since Messiah himself is called by that title, the one whose righteousness, my brothers and sisters, has power. I said has power to make men the sons and daughters of Yah. Beyond all the misconceits of this world, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, what those scriptures are saying is that when he declares his exceeding word, true to all the prophets have said, Most High said through his prophets since the world began, whoever will not reckon according to that word, who will not discern according to the fullness of that word, to discern that it is true, is one who still functions in the darkness. How many will understand, my brothers and sisters? Second case of Second Peter, when this Messiah was called the morning star in the records we have from the Dead Sea Scrolls. It says, prophet, per se, did not speak of themselves, as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. In the Aramaic, it even goes as far as to say, not everything a prophet says is contained in his own book. That means, it talks about being diligent. It says, until the morning star becomes a reality in your heart, what it means, my brothers and sisters, until the fullness of all that is contained in the law and the prophets becomes a reality in your heart, men have what? Think about it. One scripture says, all the law and the prophets prophesied until John, but John was to, what, herald the coming of Messiah? The one who the scriptures say in Isaiah 41, need to read 40 to the 41st chapter and find out who, this Yohanan, or the one who cries in the wilderness, or this Eliyahu, speaks of. How about the one called the righteous one like unto the rising sun? Rising sun means the same thing as the morning star. It casts out all the darkness. He exposes all else as darkness. The scripture says, point blank, that the kings will be as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Not just the kings, all their precepts proven falling short. Scripture calls him the Lord whom ye seek. They who wait for him shall renew their strength. How about seed? The true light of the Most High, greater than all these fallen vibrations of man. Scripture calls him Malachi, the Lord whom ye seek. So suddenly come to his temple, and it talks about him How about rebuking, purging, casting out all those who have been called the sons of Levi who have been treacherous against the covenant, who did not teach the fullness of the law? He said he would humiliate them because they did not lay the law upon the hearts of men. This means the Most High said he would have to do it himself. He says, all those who have caused men to be treacherous, every man against their brother for being partial in the law and teaching men the ways of false gods. I said false standards. Foreign gods. He said he would destroy the temple, the man who does it. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that should remain among the temples, those who will continue to speak the lie? Think about it. Think about it for a minute. 1 Corinthians says, those who destroy the temple, Yah will destroy. Whoever perverts the doctrine, shall men say that they have blessed the holy name? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that one called the morning star, Scripture says he is. Look at that Armageddon-like confrontation of the rulers. That's in Revelation 16:12, and it talks about the king of the east, and it says, behold, I come. Oh, and I know in the King James Version they made that letter S there, made it plural, but it's talking about the one called the king of the east that rebukes all the kings of the earth. Same scenarios in Isaiah 41. Same scenario, my brothers and sisters, that is also in Revelation 19. Scripture says when he exposes all the rulers, how about their cities, their governments, their kingdoms fall? Why, my brothers and sisters? Till the spell, the confusion, that has compelled people to believe a lie, a pack of lies and no more. The people are yet in bondage. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High first made me aware of the level of confusion. Also made me aware of how beautiful is the hope for blessed and holy and holy kingdom of peace, true to all that is found glorious and magnificent in his height, and how much he wanted to see that on this earth. One of the things, my brothers and sisters, that first came to my mind, and in fact, quite frankly, it was a while before I realized at all that he was offering insight into that vision and participation in that glory to myself. I immediately seeing the magnificence of it, saw that if at my state of consciousness, if I were there, by no means could I do anything else but spoil its beauty. I'm just telling you quite frankly how I felt. But seeing the glory of it all and the joy of those who were there, and no, I'm not talking about the idea about folks on earth going there somewhere up in the sky. I mean, understanding, my brothers and sisters, that that is what the Most High wants on this earth. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, my first inclination was simply to say, Father, it doesn't make any difference what happens to me. If you love something that much, and I can see how much you can love, you deserve whatever you want. So it doesn't make any difference what happened to me. For whoever will be worthy, can I just simply help? And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, what he told me back was this, and I will never forget it. He said, if you can say what you just meant, if you can say what you just said, and mean it like you said it, say, my son is going to be all right. I can never forget that. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there must come a time, and I'm about to go into these scriptures in a moment, there must come a cry out to the Most High for an end of this confusion. Did you hear me? There must come a cry to the Most High for an end of this confusion. When I realize just how absolute are the thoughts of the Most High and how beautiful is that absolution, how much beauty there is in that absolution, how much magnificence there is in that absolution, how much glory, how much peace, how much honesty and justice there is in that absolution. It's hard to desire anything less. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, discerning that a multitude of diverse doctrines in this world are the result of a fall. And men looking at it. Remember what the Most High told you? He told me. He said, if I could look at all this confusion and believe that it's the work of the Most High, I'll say if you can look at such all this and believe that the Most High is pleased with it. If you look and look at all this and believe that all these multitude of lives could be a blessing to his name and that he delights in such. Oh, how about I tell you about the scripture in Malachi? How about Malachi 2:16 through 3 and 4? But we can talk about that scripture around 2:17. It talks about how the leaders have mocked, blasphemed, dishonored, insulted in so many ways the holy name, denied the sovereign authority of his name as one, and that they say that everyone who does evil, how about a multitude of diverse doctrines? They say everyone who does evil is somehow good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. What? It says the rulers have defiled the whole name. Well, they say everyone who walks in his multitude of diverse ideologies. Like we see, 45,000 denominations in the world today? Messiah is supposed to be pleased with that? That nobody reveres his Father's name? That nobody reveres the purpose which he gave his very life? And men say in all these differences that they have worshipped him? Men after their own orientations, so concerned, they say for their own personal pride, at least being by men perceived as somehow saved, for all these differences, all this confusion, all these lies everywhere, all these partialities too. If anyone wants to sit back and say they're sufficient. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, if men can be so doggone prideful about their appearance before men, if they can't humble themselves before the Most High and seek his righteousness no matter what, not deserving. I say it again, my brothers and sisters, not deserving. There must be a cry for the end of this confusion and whatever is necessary to bring it to bear, that the holy name will truly be praised. I've talked about this before last evening. Revelation. It says point blank, blessed are they who do. I mean, that word means completion of all that is his commandments. That they might have a right to the tree of life, and that they may enter into the city. And it says without are the sorcerers. I hope you hear me. How about those who play against peoples and seek to entice after men's lust? He says, talks about all those who love to tell a lie. He didn't say they'd come in. How about all those who love a partial doctrine? Telling folks that all these partial and polluted doctrines and ideologies and allegiances are somehow good in the sight of the Most High, that he delights in these? That's a lie. Most High didn't send Messiah, give his life, the men receive the Holy Spirit. Yes, he said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come, that teaches all things, pure and completion offers one choice, that men might be reconciled. He did not send his son to give his very life that men believe that a multitude of contentious differences, not seeking the whole truth, could ever be found acceptable. But to put away sin, put away these differences, purity and completion offers one choice. But men have sit back and say that all these differences somehow in the world that are all the result of man standing upon a foundation the Most High did not establish. Not the orientation, not the work of his spirit, not the full work of his spirit that would make men pure and complete. Men receiving, they say, that spirit and being satisfied so often, even when they find out that so much of what they have been taught is lacking, have said somehow the Most High is still yet pleased. Like I said, Scripture says, those who seek him, then his perfect commandment, what is true to all that is necessary to bring peace unto a community of saints, his holy kingdom. He said, they will have a right to the tree of life. Scripture goes on, my brothers and sisters, and talks about, quite frankly, it says, whoever add anything to these words, in so many ways, it's just saying basically they add damnation to their souls. They take anything away, they take away the opportunity unto eternal life. He says, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He said, behold, I come quickly. The word for quickly is suddenly, unexpectedly. Well, those scriptures talk about the one called the root and offspring of David and bright and morning star exposes all the wickedness of all the rulers, all the pretenses that are across the entirety of this world. If you look at the whole gamut of what's being said there, when that scripture says, behold, he comes quickly, unexpectedly, and like I said, most people totally unprepared. Did you hear what I said? Totally unprepared. Be shocked to find out how much they did not know when they see that exceeding light. In a world where the scripture says, most have looked down and saw none that truly seek Yah. In other words, so busy listening to the rulers, they don't listen to him. Not to the dimension they should. And when the Most High tried to talk to him, hey, first off, they tell me, say, well, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Presbyterian, I'm a Catholic, or this is what I believe, rather than listening to him to try to correct him, that who would correct it. Wow. Let me tell you, the kingdom of Yah is not after any of these titles men constructed. Scripture says, even so, though he comes, and certainly we'll have to reprove, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, which means all shall have to be humble. One scripture says in the book of Romans, hey, he comes that every mouth be silenced and every man recognize his guilt before Yah. How many ready for that? He says, even so, come Lord Yeshua. I would pray, my brothers and sisters, that men understand what those scriptures imply. It means you ask that he come to bring forth his kingdom. Still discerning in all things, consider it this way, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, whether he judges a man wise unto salvation or falling short unto damnation, even so come. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Even so come that the kingdom, that the Most High has promised to all those who are worthy and will seek to be worthy, that unto the Most High there might be a people that he could look upon and say it's blessed and glorious and beautiful in his name, unto his name may come. My brothers and sisters, that scripture says, behold, when it says I come quickly, it means I come suddenly, unexpectedly. We look in the scriptures, and scripture says the reason why it comes suddenly and unexpectedly, as one scripture speak again, as one who was hid, and people don't recognize so quickly. Oh, I got a lot of scripture about that I could tell you. It's because, my brothers and sisters, people so busy listening to their leaders who would hardly begin to tell you that in the multitude of their diverse doctrines, they themselves have cursed the holy name and compel men to do the same. How many are prepared to understand that? I have seen scriptures in Isaiah 19. It says, they will cry to the Most High because of the oppressors. Reminiscence of some scriptures that are related about the children of Israel coming out of, praying to come out of Egypt. Well, my brothers and sisters, how many of us understand this society today is a surreptitious Egypt and the multitude of its polytheist blasphemies against the holy name? Let me tell you something. Ancient Israel, many times when they went into bondage, those who truly wanted righteousness, while they were in bondage and while they were far from the knowledge of Yah, and they knew many times they would be, they petitioned for them one day that their children, whoever in that generation, might be there to attain the promises. They simply said, whatever we can do. Many of them said, whatever we can do for the perpetuation of the truth. For that blessed day, so be it, even if they themselves did not see it or would not see it in their time. How many will understand, my brothers and sisters, what I'm talking about here? Because I see so often men are so concerned about what they personally want to call salvation before men, or even what? What are they going to do? bully the Most High and tell him he has to accept whatever they know? He said his Holy Spirit should teach all things, no lie in it. I can think of times when I was sitting back and I thought I was studying deeply. And yes, I was getting a lot of information, being privy to a lot of information I know a lot of folks have no awareness of to this day. Most don't, quite frankly. And I'm not bragging when I say that. I know what kind of diligence and how much the Most High put his hand on me and pretty much, hey, would not let me alone till I see it. Because he told me I could look deeper and see a whole lot better than that. He said, told me he knew what he gave me. He wanted me to respect it. I can think of a lot of times, brothers and sisters, digging into the scriptures and thinking that I understood something. And the Most High only came back and told me, either you seek all my will, or you can stop right now. I won't accept anything less than that from you. Well, didn't the scripture say, curses everyone who does not confirm everything written in the book of the law to do it? Doesn't the scripture say we must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth? Why do we sit back and say that something so much less, presuming that it's sufficient, the Most High would just simply have to accept? I don't see that anywhere in scripture, my brothers and sisters. I see a lot of scriptures that talk about the various institutions of man divided among the nations. The Most High calls in the book of Jacob, he calls them provocations. Why are they provocations? Because they dare to call men to esteem them wise while there's so many ways insufficient. That's why he said your patience and faith still must bring forth a perfect work before him. You have to seek him, my brothers and sisters, beyond all doubt. Because double-mindedness, or let's just say being among those who is not concerned about the saint, enough about the sanctity of the holy name, that you can still sanction so much worldliness. Well, the scripture said, let not that man think he will receive anything from the Most High, certainly not the inheritance. Those who are called to this kingdom are called, my brothers and sisters, to discern the wisdom that they uphold and guard the sanctity, the purity, the salvation, the absolution of what is that eternal covenant will the Most High declared from the beginning. With everything they have. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to tell you here. You say you love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. That means the sovereignty of his name and his kingdom. And what is necessary to bring that to bear and let that peace be preserved. With all that you are, because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it all belongs to him. Anyway. And anyone, my brothers and sisters, who has not that heart, even a Messiah. The scripture says, what he did, he was obedient even unto death. Therefore, Yah has highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name, in the name of Yeshua, every knee should bow, and every tongue should swear allegiance to the glory of Yah, his Father. Sounds so much like scriptures in Isaiah 45. And if you really know the truth about the book of Isaiah, it prophesies about that one called Shiloh, him unto whom all should gather. The one who he calls his shepherd, the one who has set Jerusalem on a firm foundation, will bring his people back. Oh, for those of you really understand who that one called King of the East is, Isaiah 44, 45, 46, who it speaks of. Luke 1:78 calls him morning star, the day spring from on high. Revelation 16:12 calls him the King of the East. Talk about the rivers being dried up the way of the King of the East be prepared. Go back and look at Isaiah 45:4 and see what that's talking about. That anointed one who exposes all the rulers, proves their knowledge foolish, that all the systems of the earth that men have called wise must fall. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to tell you this now, Rome sought to utterly obliterate that idea because as long as there was the expectation of one who exposed all the wisdom of all the rulers as unwise, they couldn't talk about this inerrancy of the Pope. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that they didn't catch on, apparently, to Daniel, for instance, 8:5-25, that says it's Western polytheism, if you will, on the part of Greco-Romanism, the empire that overthrew the Medo-Persian empire. So that empire, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, will be an insult against the sovereignty of the Holy Name until it challenges the Prince of Princes in the last days. In Aramaic, it actually says, the Prince of Princes, the King of Kings, who is Lord of Lords, will defeat them easily. Ah, my brother says, what is that saying about a system that seeks to preserve the multitude of its contentions? Saying that this is the hope of peace makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I saw picture, placard, something was posted. One of the forums today on the internet. And it said that, ultimately it said Yeshua. Well, I put it, says Yeshua. Is not, and I'm related to a whole list of denominations that are out here today. Somebody had already put one up like it. It was apparently quite old because it talks about how at that time, apparently the time it was made, talking about some 37,000 denominations. I got news for you. I've looked at the recent records. Recent records say about 45,000 plus denominations in the world today. So the one they had for 37,000 looked like it was already a bit old. And it's a little bit dated. So I decided I would update it a bit. And it said that apparently a lot of folks recognize that Messiah or the Savior can't be all these diverse institutions, all these diverse denominational titles. I know for a fact that no institution on planet Earth that will not teach what I call the secret city prophecies. So much verbiage concerning what I'm talking about when I say the secret city prophecies. From Genesis to Revelation. They won't preach the secret city prophecies that prophesy the end of this confusion. Declaring, and I'm giving more, how the Most High will send Messiah to declare an absolution that proves everybody else's doctrine still be darkness and not light. But even go as far as in Isaiah 50, it says Messiah is going to come to declare that absolute light, and whoever will not uphold it or chooses to walk after his own, I guess you call it, well, he called it the sparks you have kindled. In other words, doctrines that refuse to accept the fullness of the light. He says, whoever will do this will lie down in sorrow. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High wants no more deception, no strange gods among us. I even have to ask a question, especially in light of some scriptures around what, Isaiah 34, 35? So who is it will, withstand everlasting burnings? He was shuts his eyes and does not see evil. Why would you even want to behold, to call entertainment, anything that the Most High would not want to see through your eyes? Isn't it time, brothers and sisters, looking at all this confusion that's in this world, that you have to sit back and ask the Most High, would he please bring you into this confusion? And will he, I'm telling you now, it's only those who want an end to this confusion. That's the patience and faith of the saints, my brothers and sisters, who will survive the day of wrath that is to come. And we talked in the last couple of nights about the idea, about the scriptures talking about that one called the Morning Star, who is basically in so many ways, according to Revelation 9, 7 and 2, the one called the Angel from the Rising Sun. Angel means also king, messenger. Rising Sun. East, king of the east. Scripture talks about that one proves the knowledge of men or wisdom of men, what men call wise, foolish. How about partial and corrupt? Scripture says, call him the Lord whom you seek, or you should be seeking, you should be looking for. And the ones you should be seeking after, rather than all these pastors out here that I call them bastards, because they won't receive the full discipline of the Most High. Read Hebrews 12 and understand what I'm talking about. Those who cause men to be fatally flattered after so much reprobate minded does not realize that every undisciplined thought is a devil. And only, my brothers and sisters, by the gift of the Most High does a man's thought become pure to the Most High in such a manner that he can be pleased with it. And then men don't even realize so often there's a need to obey the Most High to stay in tune. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments and I'll reveal myself. He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly, those who don't have, how about have less than a full concern for righteousness? He says, spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Hey, let's make it another way. Let me make another plan. He said, there are many things I long to tell you, but you can't grasp them yet. That means it takes an attunement of the mind. So when you read this, the words that are in the scripture, the Most High will, let's say, like I say, bring all things to remembrance. How about light allow you to see, re-see the vision that was in the mind of the writer? To see what the ancient writer Saul. Yes, my brothers and sisters. He said to bring all things to remembrance. Think about what I'm talking about here. He talks about in the last days, people find out the vision of all has been coming like a word of a book that is sealed. We are supposed to be able to receive, my brothers and sisters, the initial vision, that nothing be lost. And I can tell you that's a very powerful thing because it's like being inside the very mind and heart of those who spoke those words, discerning them from the vantage point of what they understood as the knowledge base they had in that time. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's such a vivid vision that you could tell, I could tell what time of day it is, because you can tell how the shadows are on the ground. You smell the sheep baying across the mountains. You know what I'm talking about when I talk to you about this, my brothers and sisters? That's the power of the Spirit we should be asking for, so we don't miss the point. But my brothers and sisters, if we have not a heart to want what the Spirit would draw us to, that we all cease to say all things after a mutually respectful mind, that we seek to establish our own righteousness. Like I said, Scripture says, seeking the law, but not by faith. Hey, faith is not a matter of trusting every diverse ideology, debate, and doubt that you hear. Faith is knowing there's an absolute. And guess what? You're not allowed to lie against it. But there's a lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, didn't understand what Paul was saying. My greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. He said they will all have the same covenant with me in that day when he comes to remove their sins. How about every misconceit? He said blindness of part has befallen Israel until the time of the Gentiles comes to an end. Look at Romans 11:25-27 and understand what it's talking about. It's talking about transcending all this confusion that's in this world that has divided its people. Where when so often people who say they're believers, they go to war because they're under some national title. And they actually believe because one was a Frenchman, another was a Spaniard, and they went to war that both of them will go to the same kingdom. I think this is amazing, my brother and sister, that are two entities that are entirely contentious that will argue against one another. Say that when they die because they've sworn by the name and his name wasn't even Jesus. Look up Jesus sometime, H-E-S-U-S. Look up that, and ask the question, what does Isus sound like to a Greek? Son of Zeus and Isis? You really think that a Hebrew told everybody to call him by that name? Oh, people, please. Understand, my brothers and sisters, understand. The very title Christ they talk about is not the title that relates to the concept of the Kurdee. The righteous one, the expected, the awaited one, who cast out all the lies. But guess what? The Greeks took a word, the vibration of those letters, KRS, and they took them and made this like a word for Keres. And if you look it up, the Keres and Keretes that they worship was a triune God. When I say triune God, I don't mean of the same mind. Did you hear me? It was like having three opposing heads on one body. And they sit back and say that that's deity? That's after the one-mindedness of the Most High? It doesn't reflect the one who exposes all the misconceits of the world. It relates the idea about that thing the Scripture says has horns like a lamb, but speaks as the speaking of a double-tongued dragon. Telling folks that all these multitude of different ideologies are in this world somehow wise. The day of atonement is coming. Should not the trumpet be sounded? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The Day of Atonement is coming. Yom Kippur is coming. Yom Teruah. Day or so away. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we should shout the clarion call for an atonement? Meaning that everyone who sees all this diversities in this world, the diversities and contentions that is in this world, must shout across the clarion shout, preparing for an atonement, seeking beyond themselves. Did you hear me? Asking the Most High beyond themselves. I'm not talking about a maintaining these other institutions. He said already he is the Most High who leads you out of all this darkness, all this division and confusion, Egypt, if you want to call it that. So you have no other God but he. That means you certainly should not uphold any lesser conscience but his. Listen to me. He told me, anytime man is subject to any conscience less than his, it is tribulation, it is trouble, it is contentions, it is man's self-righteous, it is sin, it is a curse against the holy name. And the Scripture says, if man preaches anything else but the gospel, and by the gospel I mean that word from on high that is undivided, untainted, unadulterated, by no means polluted after any of the conceits of man. If man preaches any other word, however, that means then, if any man preaches a partial word, polluted word, that will not give consideration to all that's contained in the law and the prophets. He said, let him be accursed, because he has cursed mankind. He has cursed the holy name that men will respect. He's kept divisions in the midst of it, rather than seeking to see the fullness. And how shall a man curse the name by which he's cursed the name by which he would desire to be saved, made whole, and expect somehow to be called an ally? What does Yohanan John 15:14 say? You are my friends if you do everything that I command. Most High one time asked me, shall a man deny the Most High, disagree with the Most High on even one point and yet live? And got news for you. The tone of the voice made it very, very apparent right then and there that we must seek perfect harmony in all things with him. And all who will be of his kingdom must seek perfect harmony with him. I've said it before, I'll say it again. That one called the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east in Revelation 7:2, the kings of the earth are running for cover from, who says, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows, who grasp the seal of protection in the day of wrath to come. And a lot of folks are talking about rapture doctrine. Oh, the scripture's not talking about that. They're talking about a wrath right on upon this earth. And those who the Most High will preserve, he will preserve through it. But he didn't say he's going to preserve those who don't have the seal, the confirming seal of the Most High. Do you confirm a covenant according to a multitude of partialities that don't even relate the fullness of what you intend? You really think the Most High is going to sign his confirmed confirmation, his seal, his name upon a covenant that he didn't write or somebody else has twisted, however they will? Scripture say once the covenant is confirmed, sealed, related in the absolution of what it is, let no man think he can change anything in it. Shall we not understand, my brothers and sisters, that's exactly what men have done when they call all these institutions that have denied what I call, like I said, the secret city prophecy, the secret city prophecies that speak of Messiah coming, yes, to a city. Read Zephaniah 2:15. We can talk about 2:13 if you want to. Around 2:15, Zephaniah 3:6, and it talks about Messiah in the midst of a city, rebuking it for all its unrighteousness, declaring what is righteousness. We say the wicked know no shame. Hey, most people didn't even know that was going to occur. They say they're looking for, you know, a sign of the Son of Man in the sky somewhere. Don't they understand that word for a sign relates a message from on high? That when that message is heard, that exceeding word that reproves all the unrighteousness, that's why the scripture says the nations of the earth shall mourn. They're playing games upon your mind. The scripture says Messiah will come one day saying, in Isaiah 49, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mothers. He made mention of my name, that he should reveal his glory. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. That means he declares the word that declares whether someone either is or not true unto the Most High. And I can only tell you, when he said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets, and he said, your righteousness must exceed the contentiousness of your leaders, he says, because men have taken the law and the prophets and twisted it as they will, not to be true to the one who's called the morning star. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, say they have no light in them? Not that exceeding light that, this, I want you to hear me, causes there to be finally at last an end of confusion and the beginning of peace. Say all garments dipped in blood. Warfare should be for burning and fuel of fire. One that comes forth called the Prince of Peace and the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, and the increase of his government should be no end. All that's there, it's not going to be according to any lesser vibration. Scripture says if they're not speaking according to the fullness of the law and the prophets, and speaking, my brothers and sisters, after what only seems to be light to those who have never seen it. It means that some expression of the truth you still have not seen, which is why you trust in something less. Rome murdered millions in the first centuries to silence the kind of words that I'm speaking to you now. But they knew, as long as people knew, there was an exceeding word that was going to expose every system on earth. They could not take control. They didn't come into the East, my brothers and sisters, to bring the faith, but to destroy it. There's articles on my website that I'm telling you now, very critical for every single soul to awaken his heart, to be able to receive. Because I'm telling you now, Nobody's going to be able to hide his iniquity in his robe. You need to understand when the scripture is talking about the one called the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you should be waiting, one you should be looking for. I didn't say men, because he says he's going to reprove all these different systems of men. Why do you think the scriptures talk about in Revelation, it says, blessed are they who keep his garments, lest they walk naked and they see his, men see his shame. And he says, behold, I come as a thief. How many understand that every time those scriptures talk about, behold, I come as a thief, and you go look at those scriptures really closely, it's talking about Messiah coming to that city called the city of destruction, the city of confusion? One scripture calls it the oppressive city, depending upon what translation you look at. The scripture says Messiah is going to come to that city, reprove, and it said the wicked will know no shame. It said, therefore, his anger will be against all the nations. But finally, there shall come forth the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the remnant of Israel, that will speak no lies, do no iniquity, will dwell securely. In fact, the security of the kingdom is that they have none among them to harm or persuade or mispersuade. What do you say? He will write his laws upon the minds and hearts. That sounds like it's going to vouchsafe everything, seal, confirm everything pretty much stably. He says he's going to be the one who writes the laws upon the minds and hearts, that you not be left to others who would and by any means mislead, that you be his people, redeemed from all this. I will tell you now, my brothers and sisters, it might sound like a hard word, but I mean every word I say. And I repeat it again. If a man is not willing to understand what those scriptures mean in Revelation, when he talks about Messiah coming, one who will reprove all unrighteousness, every partial and perverse standard, even so come, Lord Yeshua. If he's not willing to say, come, even if it means that you yourself might be found falling short, then you're not worthy. Scripture says he who loves the light will come into the light to see if his works, that his works, what he does, what he thinks, his will, his concepts are true to Yah. But those who prefer evil, don't want their works to be reproved, not worthy, my brother, is that spirit. Where the scripture speaks about the spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. I can only tell you the Most High what the Most High told me. Tell me the words like this are very precious, rare, but they are only for the most humblest soul. Yes, my brothers and sisters, because they are rare is why they are precious. But who, my brothers and sisters, is willing to receive?
60 seconds.
Well, it looks like I have a caller here. Maybe if I can extend the time, I'll try. But even so, caller, hang on, because the show will still continue. Well, it looks like I got a little extra time. The show should still continue beyond the barriers that were set. Still got some things to talk about here. But hang on, caller. I see somebody at 845. Maybe get a chance to talk in just a moment. But at any rate, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, and I'll say it again, the love for what the Most High loves must be greater, I'm telling you now, even for all the pride that men would uphold. I can tell you, it's a big test. Yes, it is. Big test. I ask you, if you were to be put in a position suddenly, my wife talked about the same thing, we both have had it happen, just to see what I suppose would be our response. If a demon from hell was suddenly to grab you, and you know your next destination might be hell, would you still be able to say that Yah is just and righteous in all he says and does? Happened to me first. Well, my wife had the same thing happen to her later. And let me tell you something. That demon can't hold on to something like that. By no means. In other words, it was like saying, okay, Father, if I've missed doing what I need to be doing, hey, you the judge. How many can do that and mean it and absolutely mean it. How many? I know Job went through quite a bit. Our Messiah suffered, but not let go of faith.